5 and 24, excuse me. Faith is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I mean, you know God is a faithful God. If you can bank on it, if God said it, he's able to bring it to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now this gentleness, we need a whole lot of gentleness growing in our yard. We need a whole lot of gentleness trees in our yard. Well, what is gentleness, Johnson? Gentleness is humility and a considerate attitude in dealing with others. Gentleness is the strength under control. It abhors harshness and being sensitive to the needs and feelings of others. Because the Bible says in Philippians 4:4-5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, as I hurry to a close, I got to close right here, but I came by to tell you that self-control needs to be in your heart. You need to be able to control your emotions. Self-control, you understand, is the ability to control one's desires. It's the ability to control your emotions. It's the ability to control your impulses. Self-control involves discipline. Self-control involves moderation and the power to make choices that align with the will of God rather than succumbing to temptation. I know many times we don't want to come to church. We won't want to study the word of God. How many of you know you're falling under the trick of the flesh of the works? And I came by to tell you, when you operate in the flesh, you're out of control. When you do the things contrary to God, you're out of control. Keep on lying, you're out of control. Keep on telling the untruth, you're out of control. Keep on dipping and slipping, that means you're out of control. I came by to tell you, you need some self-control growing in your yard. Because I heard the Bible say in 2 Timothy 1:7, for the God has not given us the spirit of fear, but what is he giving us, John? But of power and of love and of sound mind. I came by to tell you, get your mind together. Get your head on straight. Keep being one day, and keep being the other day. I came by to tell you, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. I got the mind. When I got the mind of Christ Jesus, I can love folk who don't love me back. I can have joy in the midst of paramour. I can be gentle. I can have self-control. I won't hate. I won't hate on you. I'll love you despite me. I'll stay faithful.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella, God's Spoken Word. Trailblazer for Jesus. Coming to you on this bright, beautiful Saturday, first Saturday in July. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you, Jesus. Bless all the sick, shut-in, nursing home, hospital, carrying, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. All the backslider, the drug addict, the prostitute, give them all a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, give them all a mind to be saved. All our sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, all our family, give them all a mind to be saved, for it's too late. We crying out for soul, one by one, name by name. Lord, you know that you don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband in Jesus' name.
Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So right now, say that the message this morning is, hallelujah. Who's right? I say, who's right?
Who right?
God Almighty. The Catholic said, they right. The Church of God in Christ said, they right. The Baptist said, they right.
Praise that.
The missionary Baptist said, they right. Good God Almighty Jesus. The Pentecostal said, they right.
Praise that.
The Church of God of Providence said, they right. The Nazareth said, they right. Good God Almighty. Woo! Shout out to Jehovah's Witness said, they right. And but Buddha said, they right.
Praise the Lord. You
in
the Word.
Said, back in the day, Jim Jones said, he was right. Thank you, Jesus. David Carell said, he was right. Sung Yon Moon said, he right. So the question is, who right?
Amen.
This writer said, he right. The one that wrote that book said, he right. This program said, they right. Good God Almighty. But the question is, who's right? Well, the Bible is right. Somebody wrong. See, if the Bible's right, everything else is wrong. The one scripture said, let every word of God be true and every man be a lie. If you're not lined up with this Bible, you are wrong. Who's right? Everything in the Bible, 66 book of from Genesis to Revelation, is right. Hashata.
Preach
it. So I've noticed on the pastor, stay out of the Old Testament so much, preach in the New Testament. We living in the New Testament.
Amen.
Which is the agreement, which is the covenant, which is the agreement, which is Jesus Christ. For the law was given by Moses, but how the grace came through Jesus Christ. Who's right? The Bible's right. Preach Jesus. Go in the New Testament. From Matthew, hallelujah, to Revelation, preach Jesus, preach holiness. Thank you, Jesus. That's why a lot of these women, they don't know how to dress right, half naked, all in the public place.
Preach the word.
Naked. Men walking in restaurants and women and children, half naked, almost not protect your appetite. When you sit down eating, they walk in with all their thighs and knees all in between their legs. Good God, somebody need to teach them that's nakedness. God against nakedness.
Preach the word. You in the word.
Who's right? The Bible's right. Pastor, teach them holiness. Teach the women to put off the pants. Teach
Amen.
The men to put on, hallelujah, how to cut their hair. Pastor, who's right? Good God Almighty. The pastor supposed to lead them. The pastor supposed to teach them. The pastor supposed to be a good example. Who's right? China most shot now. And the Bible said, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, good God Almighty, and the abominable, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and witches, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part
Amen.
In the lake, which burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Who's right? Shout now.
Praise
the Bible is right. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction. Other words, the Bible is right. That's why Jesus says, that's the scripture.
Amen.
God Almighty. Oh, the scripture, sir. Oh, good God. Son the scripture, sir. For in them, you think you have eternal life. Oh, such the scripture. That's why you can't live right. That's why you can't dress
Amen.
Right. That's why you can't, hallelujah, live right. That's why you can't do right. Live right. Shout out now. Such the scripture. For in them, that you may have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Paul told Timothy, stand up. And while y'all wishy-washy, half-stepping, who's right, who's wrong, who's going to hell, going to heaven? Well, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you're on your way to hell.
Amen.
Well, have you ever, if you don't obey every word, line up on line, precept on precept, here little and there little, who's right, the Bible is right.
Amen.
Teach a man how to love his wife, as Christ loved the church, love your husband, love your wife, man, hallelujah, and wife, reverence to your husband, who's right.
Praise it.
The Bible says in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honor, but the bed is under fire. I shot now. Oh, brothers, I'm telling you, married me now. I'm a servant notice on you. You don't use your wife as a whore. You don't use her as a street woman. It's a way to come with your wife. It's a way for y'all to have pleasure in the bed, not that freaky thing. Good God Almighty. And if you're doing, you're defiling the bed. You make the bed nasty. You make the bed sick. Other words, you men commit fornication with your own wife because you're not doing it right. Marriage!
Oh! See that.
Honorable in all things, but you got to do it right. You got to just shout tight now. Who right? In the Bible, shout tight is right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all both seek out now. I'm about to keep getting the most shot now. But yeah, I have warned my people. So yeah, I have sinned destruction. I'm killing they cheering. I'm killing they cheering, Jesus. Cheering. I have unleashed a disease and affliction on the people of disobedience. They making a marker out of my name. They making a marker out of my minister. They making a marker out of my dwelling place. Come to me. Come to me. Do what I say. Repent. Repent. I shout now. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
Amen.
Who's going to heaven? Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to heaven? Who's going to live with Jesus? It's time to get baptized in your name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence, speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the holy God. Yeah. Then the way be holy and sanctified. Uh-huh. You got to live this life like God called you.
He said,
be holy because he's the holy God. So I love him. I love him. I appreciate everything he already done, what he finna do. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name and get baptized in my name. He died for you, waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people.
Yeah.
He loves you. We love you. We crying out for your soul.
Yeah.
Come on, get saved. That's the best thing ever happened.
Uh-huh.
When I got saved, start living for Jesus. I'm happy every day of my life. I ain't got nothing to be said or worried about because he promised to take care of me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Women, take off that lipstick.
Yeah.
Take off that makeup.
Say.
Stop cutting your hair. Stop dyeing your hair. Cover up your bosom like a holy woman, God. Cover up your feet, bare feet, walk around with bare feet. Put on a slip, walk around with no slip on everything showing. Time to be holy, women. It's time to live holy, women. It's time to dress holy.
Yes, Lord.
Cover up yourself. Cover up your bosom. Look like a holy woman.
Yes,
I know how to dress holy.
Yes,
I know how to cover up myself.
Yes,
I know how to live holy.
Yes,
so
does.
God said, be holy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do everything that the Bible says because I love him. I love him. I love him. I appreciate everything he's doing. I thank you for my help.
How
he keep on blessing us over and over again.
Yes,
all you got to keep your mind on Jesus. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Who mind stays on him.
Huh?
I love him. I appreciate him.
Hit it,
I thank you for saving me.
Hit it,
I thank you for everything you already done,
hit
what
he's
finna do. I give him praise. I give him honor. He's worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus said in the seventh chapter of Matthew, he said, hallelujah. Enter ye in at the straight gate. That's narrow. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there and many there be which go in there.
Hallelujah.
What Jesus saying, a lot of them going to hell.
Amen.
Shout tight now. Lord would just minister to me before I left home. He said, it's not the sinners. Hallelujah. It's the church folk that got things all turned around. It's the church folk that got folk confused. It's the church folk that got folk don't want to go to church. It's the church folk
Jesus.
That lost respect for God.
Praise
the Lord respect for minister. The Lord respect for, hallelujah, for the nomination that you are. It's church folks because they're
stubborn.
They live in one thing, but I mean, they say one thing, and they live